Putin has lost, Putin has lost, Putin has lost. And then he says, if Putin takes Ukraine, this is worse than propaganda. This is madness.
And the consequence is tens of thousands of dead Ukrainians and Russians as well.
Yes.
What? For the goal of weakening Russia. That's what Lloyd Austin admitted. Other Biden administration officials confirmed that that was the goal. Using this poor country to bleed a geopolitical foe and lying in the process. And they have to lie because they have to tell their public who are paying the bill for, or who are footing the bill, over $100 billion allocated so far. Now Biden wants another $60 billion. They have to tell the public that this is going well, that we're winning, Putin's lost, to justify shipping out so much money and energy into this futile proxy war. When in reality, as Zelensky recently admitted, so did his top aides, unless we get another $60 billion, we will lose. So while Biden and his aides go before the public and lie, just so they can prolong this war, that they lead to Zelensky being in this horrible position where he has to beg for more money just to avoid an all-out defeat. That's how pathetic this is. And speaking of pathetic, your montage exposes the lies simply by listening to the words. Because what do we hear up until the end? We're going to support Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Right.
What did Biden say recently, just in December 2023? We're going to support Ukraine for as long as we can.
Yes, yes.
So this idea that we were behind Ukraine all along was always a lie. We were going to support Ukraine so long as it could pursue our sole goal, which was to weaken Russia, not to defend Ukraine.
What will happen? What will become of the $61 billion if, God forbid, the Congress decides to spend it? I mean, again, according to our military people, there aren't enough human beings alive and well in the military to use any equipment. And the United States is actually running low, meaning a lot of that money will be cash. Some of it will be stolen. But what can they do with it?
Well, it's a racket. So the money actually goes mostly into replenishing the U.S. stockpile, which means that the U.S. gets to purchase fancy new weapons for itself. So it recycles money through the military-industrial complex at home. And then Ukraine, as guests on your show have talked about, Scott Ritter talks about this a lot, they get our leftovers. They get our hand-me-downs. All this obsolete equipment that barely works, that's what Ukraine gets. And that's why Ukraine's been having such a hard time on the battlefield, because they're not even getting top U.S. equipment. The money is spent to replenish the arsenal at home, and Ukraine gets recycled weaponry that gets dusted off the shelf and doesn't even work.